Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa Nabi Musa radhiyallahu ta'ala an, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala: "Idza mata waladul 'abd, qala Allah ta'ala li malaikatihi: Qabadtum walada 'abdi? Fayaquluna na'am. Fayaqulu qabadtum thamarata fuadihi? Fayaquluna na'am. Fayaqulu madha qala 'abdi? Fayaquluna hamadaka wastarja." Fayaqulu Allah ta'ala: ابن لعبدي بيتا في الجنة وسموه بيت الحمد رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. هذا أبو موسى أشعري رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned when a person's child passes away, Allah Ta'ala tells the angels that you have taken away the child of my servant. Allah asks the angels that you took away the life of the child of my servant. The angels reply, yes. Allah Ta'ala then says that you have taken away the fruit of his heart. The angels say yes. And then Allah Ta'ala asks the angels, how did my servant respond? Then the angels say, oh Allah, he praised you. And he said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that to Allah we belong and to him is our return. In other words, the person does not complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for taking away his son. The person praises Allah and he realizes that every person has to return to Allah. So he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then Allah Ta'ala says that build for my servant a house in Jannah and name it Baytul Hamd, which is known as the house of praise. So here again, this hadith encourages us. Time of calamity, there is a loss in the family, somebody passes away. Then if we understand, this is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, a person's child is someone very close to him. So that is why the hadith says, you have taken away the fruit of his heart. How we say in Urdu, lakhti jigar. So the person who is so close and the parent feels the pain of the separation of the child. So here again, when the person then he expresses good words. Time Imam Nawawi rahmatullah says, when a person passes away, then what should the person recite? How should he respond? So here the person is not complaining against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that why did you take my child away? Couldn't you take somebody else's child away? No. He displays complete, and he exercises complete sabr and patience on the separation of his child. And he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he has praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he hasn't complained against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah builds a house for him. Allah tells the angels to build a house for him in Jannah. And also, the name of this house is called the house of praise. Because he has praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is his reward now. Wa Nabi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, yaqulu Allah ta'ala, ma li abdi al-mu'mini indi jaza'un, idha qabattu safiyahu min ahli dunya, ثُمَّ احْتَسَبَهُ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ رَوَاهُ بُخَارِي. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah has mentioned, Allah Ta'ala says, when I take the life of my believing servant's beloved person in this world, Safiya, somebody who is beloved to him, maybe his parents or his wife or his child or his very close friend, ثُمَّ احْتَسَبَهُ, then the person, he applies patience with the hope and he anticipates reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that Allah will give him paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give Jannah to that person who exercises sabr when Allah takes away his very close person of this world. So therefore again, whenever any calamity befalls us, like we did in the beginning of Riyadus Salihin, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى, that true patience is when this first occurrence of the shock takes place, when the calamity takes place, there is a time when a person has to display complete sabr, and he has to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have hope of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for exercising sabr. It's not after he complains and then after 10 months then he says, now I'm making sabr. Sabr is immediately he has to exercise sabr. وعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنه قال أرسلت إحدى بنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إليه تدعوه وتخبره أن صبيا لها أو ابنا في الموت. There was one of the daughters of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم who asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and they pleaded to him to come, and because one of her children, her child, either a son or a daughter was in the pangs or throes of death. فَقَالَ لِلْرَسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَقَالَ لِلْرَسُولِ اِرْجِعْ إِلَيْهَا فَأَخْبِرْهَا أَنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَلَى مَا أَخَذَ وَلَهُ مَا أَعْطَى وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِأَجْرِ مُسَمَّى فَمُرْهَا فَلْتَصْبِرْ وَلْتَحْتَسِبْ. So the servant who came to Rasulullah SAW, informing him of one of the daughters of Rasulullah SAW's child in the throes of death, Rasulullah SAW responded and he said, go tell my daughter, go back to her, inform her that verily to Allah belongs whatever He takes away, to Allah belongs whatever He gives, and everything by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a fixed time. She must make sabr and have hopes in getting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that is what we have to do. Allah give us afiyat. But there are times when a person experiences, obviously somebody passes away in his family, then he has to make sabr at that time and do not complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making him suffer any loss. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand and make amal wa akhir da'wah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu.